From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Connecting Arkansas civil rights landmarks with other landmarks across the country is the goal of a project announced earlier this year. KUAR's David Monteith attended a lecture today with one of the project's developers.
Little Rock Central High School is one of over 130 locations on the U.S. Civil Rights Trail that spans 14 states. Lee Centel has been a leader in the development of the project.
This is a process that started indirectly about 15 years ago. President Obama and the director of the National Park Service decided there needed to be more diversity in our national parks and in our nominations for World Heritage Sites.
Gretchen Hall, president of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, has represented Little Rock in the development of the trail as part of the 12-state tourism group known as Travel South USA. The group sought to add more depth and options for tourists primarily from colleges who are making annual pilgrimages to the South to visit civil rights sites.
Little Rock is blessed to have six of the over 100 sites on the trail, including one of the top 10 designations on the trail in Little Rock Central High School.
Other local sites on the trail include the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center, the Clinton Presidential Center, and Daisy Bates Home. Centel praised the leadership in Little Rock for working to preserve and maintain its link to the civil rights movement.
I think there's very good news yet to come. We're probably 2 or 3 years away from the actual nomination, but everything that we have seen from the historians, there's no site in the country that rates higher than Central High School and Woolworths in North Carolina as far as future potential for World Heritage Site.
The U.S. Civil Rights Trail was formally announced on Martin Luther King Day earlier this year. Hall said it's too soon to tell the impact being included on the trail will have on local tourism. David Monteith, KUAR News.